Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of What the Famicom. I'm Dan, aka Dantendo, of course. Also, aka maybe Nad. Nad is Dan backwards if you look in a mirror, because today's episode is about mirror images of video game characters.
Wow. And as always, your host, Nick, co-host Nick Tendo here, also known as Kintendo.
There you go. Like that? I was wondering how you were going to say it backwards.
Yeah, that's how I said it. So we're here to talk today just nonstop about mirror image baddies, doppelgangers, dudes from video games that are the same but totally opposite.
Shadow forms, video game, doppelgangers, clones, twins.
Things that come right out of the mirror, maybe even. I don't know.
Yeah, like me and Nick, we're twins, but we're also doppelgangers.
I dress like you today.
Oh, did you? I don't wear vests.
Yeah, I actually, of the two of us, I think you would be the first to wear a vest.
I would never. I would throw up before I would ever put a vest on.
We can discuss it later in the episode.
Okay. So today's episode is about mirror images, doppelgangers, whatever. So we'll be right back after this intro song. Wow. Hope to see you on the other side of the mirror. Oh, you like that? All right. Yeah, see you in a second. You could care less about women's rights.
Yeah, correct. You can quote me.
This is going in the song.
I can do an impression of you again from last night.
This gluten free?
She said, "You sound like Kermit the Frog on your podcast."
Oh,
and
wow.
I haven't been able to recover since.
Are Wario and Waluigi related?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I would throw up before I would ever put a vest on.
My driver's license for the longest time said I was 5'8". Let's not get into that.
The Michael Jackson song.
Oh, that's how
and,
I didn't think of
like
that.
A mirror image, genius. He used to be black and now he's white.
Yeah, he did flip a little bit.
And
yeah.
He used to be alive and now he's dead. That's a mirror image,
that's
too.
Another flip.
All right, so something I've actually thought about. This is actually a question I'm proposing to you.
Okay.
You know how there's Make-A-Wish?
Okay.
Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Do you think there's a Take-A-Wish?
like somewhere there is a corporation that has to balance out the Make-A-Wishes?
Yeah, so like...
So they're taking a wish?
The Take-A-Wish Foundation is there's a website and it lists all the kids that are in the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And next to them is like, their Make-A-Wish is meet John Cena.
Yeah, sure.
So you pay extra to counter that wish. So you get to meet John Cena in front of that kid.
So the kid does not get their wish. In fact, you get their wish.
You pay extra to take it, yes.
Okay. And is it like a bidding thing? Like, do they have time to counter or no? Just
does the kid have time to counter? No.
I guess he doesn't have money.
Yeah.
He's making a wish.
Yeah. So take a wish. We might start one.
I also think it would be funny if to make up for it, like you just had someone else meet John Cena and it steals their make a wish.
Oh, so it's not you.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, you could do whoever. Like, if you pay the right amount, you can have another kid do it. You can have no one do it.
And so somebody walks into the room where the child is, and they turn on a TV, and they're like, "This is a live feed," and it's just a stranger meeting John Cena.
Yeah, they're like, "It could have been you, but
could have been you." Sorry, this guy took a wish.
Sorry, your wish.
And if they want to like play Xbox with Brad Pitt, and you pay extra, and you do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know why both of my Make-A-Wishes involved either John Cena or
Brad Pitt.
Like,
it
really,
it says a lot about you on the inside, I think.
Well, what other Make-A-Wish things are there?
I don't know.
Like what else do kids want to do? They always want to meet like wrestlers.
Go to Disney World and go on all the rides.
Fine, I'll pay extra to do that.
Okay. I mean, people have referred to you as adult Disney. You're that guy.
I mean, if it means helping the Take-A-Wish Foundation,
because
I'm all
about wish.
I'm all about take, you know,
helping Take-A-Wish,
helping
Take-A-Wish. Okay, I just wanted to get you on the record.
Actually, I want to see if we piece this together and make it seem like we are for it and want to invent it. I want to see how many people like count.
How many people would get behind?
Be like, actually, that's not a bad idea. And it's like a rich adult. They're like, I always wanted to meet John Cena myself.
And I always wanted some kid.
I always wanted some kid with cancer to watch me do it.
Yeah. That would be quite the, we just can fill an industry niche, I guess.
That's a huge gap that I don't see people doing.
You're right. I think the people want it. So that's our next foray after this. I don't know.
I was about to segue and say, I felt like a Make-A-Wish kid. Not really. But I felt like gross after. So my girlfriend told me I was editing a podcast clip in front of her. And I was like from a distance and I was playing the clip. And she came out and she said, "You sound like Kermit the Frog on your podcast." And I haven't been able to recover since.
So she,
because she, when she said that, I was like, "Do I really?" And she's like, "Well, just in that clip." I'm like, "No, you just covered your ass You think I sound like that all the time?
Well, that's really weird because I recently met her, actually.
Yes, that is true. So go ahead. I'll let you.
Oh, go ahead. So we've been waiting to get together because, you know, we both have girlfriends. Yep, that's right. Heartthrob. There's like literally hearts breaking.
Yeah.
But we both have girlfriends and they both finally met yesterday.
And you were so short. Like we looked through the peephole.
And you
we're like,
see
where
me.
Is he? And you're like, down here.
Hello, open the door.
And my girlfriend bent over and said, you're so brave for coming up the steps all by yourself.
Well, even crazier. Tell them what I got her. I got her a step stool so that she could brush her teeth. She's
you
short
also,
too.
You also had to add, you also had to add phone books to it.
And phone books.
And phone books to reach the sink.
Just to reach the sink. It was the bravest thing I've ever seen. And now she can brush her teeth. So
when you handed her the step stool, and then did she immediately brush her teeth? Like, this is for you. We want to see you do it. We're so happy for you.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah.
You guys, so, I actually was joking and saying that you guys would be taller than I thought, even though I've met you in real person, obviously. Yeah.
Like we're 6 foot 10.
Yeah, like you would go
the doorway,
beyond the archway.
Like we have to duck. Yeah.
But yeah, we your girlfriend made me a gluten-free, dairy-free cake that we didn't eat in front of you.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was kind of
we
rude.
Actually put it in the garbage disposal.
Was it good?
It actually was good. So you could tell her, or she can listen to this episode. You would never tell her to listen to this episode, though.
She's gonna hear an episode.
That you were recording with me today.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you tried to throw me under the bus. You're like, hey, he wants to record an episode about blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And so like to make it sound like, hey, this guy's
it was
dweeb,
your
right?
idea. Yeah. Well, A, to make you sound like a dweeb. B, because now like I didn't know what the timeline would be. Uh-huh. So like now I'm like, oh, I have to record now. Sorry, babe. She's hearing this now. She knows my secret. Thanks.
I hope she walks in like behind you and says like hey, like
now.
The dinner's ready.
The dinner from last night's ready.
Even though it's not dinner time, it's like 1 p.m.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so they met. So I would say the double date is like a 5. You know what? Honestly, the double date is sort of like a mirror image.
Wow.
So you two are like Wario and Waluigi.
Yeah. And
me
you
and my
guys
girl
are Mario and Luigi, though?
Actually, me
and you are Mario and Luigi, and our dates are Wario and Waluigi.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to be talking about them later, but not the dates. But yeah, they are. We were mirror images of each other.
Well, even funnier. So that segues into this.
Yeah.
When I was getting ready for the episode, I wanted to dress like you.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't really know if he has like a way of dress. Anyone who knows Dan in real life will go like, yeah, there's something about the way he dresses. It's very like, it's like, it's almost fashionable, but not quite. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
fashionable
he used to work
adjacent.
At Banana. Yeah, like it's not bad. Like I'm not fashionable. Everyone knows that. I wear basketball shorts still. Like many.
We just talked about
in
the episode before this. It was a winter storm warning.
Yeah, and
you
I
wear
was
basketball
wearing
shorts.
Basketball shorts. It's just what happens. I'm from Northeast Philadelphia. You worked at Banana Republic, which has been mentioned, and that's crazy. One of my things in the background just started making noise.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Episode over. Anyway,
probably Amber Alert.
For who?
For the Take a Wish.
Oh, yeah, for Take a Wish.
John Cena went missing.
Well, so when I was going through my clothes, I was like, well, Hurley's like a name brand. Dan would wear a name brand.
No way.
You would wear a name brand, not Hurley. But I didn't have any other name brands. Like, I don't have Banana Republic. And then I was like, he wears like pretty plain pants, but they're like different colors all the time, like off beige, olive. Like, you wear those kind of pants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I didn't have those, so I can't wear them. And then I was like, I have a vest. I was like, if either of us wore a vest, it would be you. And then I could picture myself in a social situation where if I was being Dan, the mirror Dan, I would be a little quieter than I am on the podcast and be like, that's interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's Nick. Tell them that story. And that's I was going to get ready to do my impression of you on this. And it's real hard to dial in exactly. Here's another one. Ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That was it. You sniff before you say things sometimes. So I think that's come up before, but
it's really good. That's like a built, like if you were a stand up, you're like, you ready? And you do like, it's a big impersonation of a character. And you go,
yeah, that's it. That was it.
Well, and that then, was your, weirdly, I mean, it was a very
well,
ambitious
look,
idea.
Look, and then I had this extra. So I was like, no, definitely not condoms.
Yo,
if I'm impersonating you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Oh, I have a Panera gift card. We could go to Panera. Watch. Or this one. Dave and Buster's. I still have money on this one. That's you.
You know it, dude.
Oh, do you know if you sign up for Grubhub, I can get a free meal for $7?
Hold on. And last but not least.
I am like a shyster for.
This is my AMC card. It's good every month. I can go to the movies unlimited. Me and my brother have the same thing. And that's, I'm doing my you impression, dude.
Can I ask you, your original plan was to stretch this out the entire hour.
Yeah, I think I'm already done. It's only been 30
seconds.
Just to
let everyone know, this was his ambitious idea for this episode, was to dress like the other person.
But I couldn't do it. I don't know.
And then make fun of everything that the other person loved. This was your actual initial text. And I was like, hey, that's a great idea. But then I realized that we would have to, if I told a story or if anything, we would have to just stretch it out.
Yeah, for like an hour. I couldn't do that.
And I wouldn't even know, like, kind of the same thing. I don't know what you would wear.
Basketball shorts, probably.
I would probably, so basketball shorts on the top.
And you can't show that. Yeah, I don't know.
So put my arms through the legs of the basketball shorts.
It's me.
Oh, wait, do your my voice impression. Go
ready?
Ahead.
Hold on. I got to get into character. I used to be in a couple plays, so, you know, I know how to act.
I know. You were the butcher. Ready? Everyone knows.
Hey, hockey.
That's me? That's pretty good.
Actually, I don't know why that was like more Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll allow
hey,
it.
I like the Flyers. They get no respect.
That's pretty good. I do a Rodney Dangerfield like impression.
Hey,
like,
check out my base.
There you go. Oh, hey, I did this with my hair. Look, I made my hair
Rodney
extra big like yours.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah,
don't you normally put shit in your hair?
Yeah, but I put extra today, so it looks
okay.
Bigger.
You ready?
Good.
Rodney Dangerfield playing the bass as you.
As me.
Hey, is band practice almost done? I got a hockey game I got to attend.
Wow, that's pretty good, actually. I mean, for what it is, I'm not sure if it applies across the boards.
You don't think that's going to transcend to like younger people watching this? Be like, oh, I definitely know who Rodney Dangerfield
Watch this.
Is.
I'll do an impression of you at the movies when you're sitting next to an old person that's been talking to you for like 10 minutes and the movie's already begun.
Hey, I was just going to watch the movie.
Is that pretty good?
You think I would passive? Say anything?
I think you might. A little real passive way to say it. Like
that's how insane I am.
You wouldn't
I
say that.
Probably would not say anything.
You'd probably like, mm-hmm.
I would probably sniff a lot more.
Yeah. It's like either the punchline indicator or the I don't know, it indicates something though.
Yeah, it indicates like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't had actually there was one time at my work that I was like, I'm surprised this old person didn't like catch me on it. You ever like have a conversation with people like you don't really care to have a conversation with and have pre-programmed your response?
Kind of like you're like, oh yeah, oh that's crazy. This
so
weekend.
So you're already thinking about what you're saying. You don't care what they're saying. So like
yeah.
I think we were talking about something in our break room. It was like an older woman that worked there. I haven't seen her in a while. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about food or something happening. And I said something and I was like, I already know what I'm going to say next. I don't care what she's about to say. But little did I know that like my pre-programmed brain already triggered it. But she was telling me that she was just getting done her chemo for the cancer she had.
Oof.
So she was like, you know, I just got done the chemo for the cancer. So that's why I'm like coming in real quick to pick up stuff from my desk. And I'm like, yeah, did you have lunch from last week?
Oh,
like
no.
This was like Jesus a year and a half ago. Christ. And I'll never forget. Cause like immediately when she ended her sentence, I was like, yeah. So like I woke up.
You're like, oh, yeah.
I was like, what'd you say? Oh yeah. The free lunch last Friday. It was great.
There it is. The free lunch.
That's... Yeah. And she was like, the chemo is worse. And I'm like, you know, they got stuff in the fridge.
Do you think there's a Make-A-Wish for her?
I think there's a Take-A-Wish free lunch from her.
So that's what I'm getting at. Would you do the Take-A-Wish?
Yeah, to help her.
I don't know that helps her. If she wants free lunch and you're taking it. Yeah,
listen,
you sound like
I didn't...
a Take-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm. What?
I was going to say, you're the most Take-A-Wish person of the two of us.
Yeah, and that's why we should start it. Because I'm all about helping.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all about like women's rights. I'm all about like
mm-hmm. last
everyone's
night,
rights.
You mentioned that last night.
We were just talking about this. You were saying mm-hmm. that during our conversation, whenever my girlfriend would say something about women, and I would be like, I believe in women's rights. Like,
yeah, and he would say it like this. Like, I'll do my Dan impression. Oh, I believe in women's rights, babe. Women's rights are so important.
And
I would look at you, and I'd know you were kind of being like tongue in cheek. You're being funny.
Yeah.
But it's like both girls didn't realize that you were being that way. And I was like, no, look at him. And it was the
He's
exact same
fraud.
Thing. He's a fraud. He's
so
faking
then,
it.
So then you asked your girlfriend, like, did you listen when Dan said he believes in women's rights? And
yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with it? And I was like, yeah, but you didn't get that he was kind of being funny. And she's like, I didn't think he was joking. And I was like, ah, he was. That son of a bitch.
Because then I can imagine every time I said something like that across the table, I would look at you like that Jack Nicholson gif.
Yep.
And I'm like,
yeah. Yes. And I'd be like, no, he's lying.
He's lying. Look at him. And I'm like making a phone call, trying to give food to an orphanage.
Oh,
like, what'd you
I
say,
almost,
Nick?
I almost got you in trouble with the voice thing. I tried so hard.
What was the voice thing?
When I first met your girlfriend, and I was like, oh my God, Dan, her voice is normal. You're wrong. It didn't matter. I just said that as loud as I could.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Yeah. I don't know why, I think I talked about this before, but when I think of like things to talk about in another episode, a future episode, I'll just write it in a notepad. And the very first thing that I wrote in this, I like wrote any stuff for the topic.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was for, because it was, I think it's related to Fortnite, but I don't know what the comment was. It was F space L space R T N I T E. And then the next word is S-O-I-B-S.
S-O-I-B-S?
So if you could decipher what I was going to talk about.
Wasn't there a new...
I wrote that when I was drunk. I don't know.
Metal Gear Solid Snake something? Remember? They added
Fortnite,
a snake.
Maybe it's Fortnite Solid. Maybe that's it.
Fortnite Solid. That's what you're going to call the episode. Yeah, we cracked the code, folks. Maybe. Well, I mean, because there was a Solid Snake thing. It was like a skin and probably a trophy.
True. Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you...
Actually, I downloaded it, and midway through the download, I was like, I don't care enough about Fortnite, and I deleted it.
Did you? Okay.
I was just telling somebody recently how we were into Fortnite before it was like kind of what it is now, like in 2018, 2017.
Was it me, one of your cousins, or both your cousins?
Yeah, no, all we did was get on the back of golf carts.
Golf carts, and drive around and get blown up.
And what's your favorite memory? Because we played with your kid one time.
Which I thought it was the golf cart thing where he was in there.
No, we were playing with your kid and I was away on like the bathroom. Yeah. And you warned my cousins. You're like, hey, my 5-year-old kid is on this game. Don't curse. Don't say anything. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And I come back on the game from pissing. And as soon as I enter the chat, I'm like, yo, what's up, fucking losers, cock, dick, fuck face.
That's the exact sentence.
And everyone's like, yo. And then, of course, your son's like, fuck face.
Yeah, that's what he said. And that was the first words he said, actually.
So at 5 years old, he didn't say one word?
No, he didn't. It was crazy. And he waited till he was 5. And then he was fuck face.
Fuck face, cock.
People are like, wow, your first word is 5 words long. A couple of them are repeats. Yeah,
maybe he should ask your son what he wants to do in life, like what celebrity he wants
make
to
make a wish. Take a wish.
He'll make is the first you're gonna take he'll be the wish? First take a wish. Yeah,
okay. I mean, we could do this. That's
what celebrity fine. Do you think your son wants to meet?
He probably likes Ninja. No, Mr. Ninja. Beast.
Oh, no. Then I'll meet Mr. Beast.
Okay, what would you do to him? Just meet him.
I'd be like, stop cheering blind kids.
Didn't he make them blind first? I thought that was the meme.
Oh,
it's like he cured blind people, and it's like before that though he made them all blind with acid or something.
Oh my god, it's really
like a running joke. I don't think that actually happened.
Why do kids like? Here's an actual question because I don't have a kid. Why
have you ever seen the videos? Have you ever seen the videos?
I've maybe seen part of one.
Okay, well, I mean, until you see it, you can't judge it. But
I'm allowed to judge whatever I want.
No, I wasn't arguing this point. All I'm saying is I've seen the really
I believe
well
in women's rights.
But together.
Just to let you know, if anyone's listening, did you just say I didn't?
No, I did say that. He spends like exorbitant amounts of money to do ridiculous things. Like he's like, we bought a Lamborghini and crushed it with a crusher. And it's like, yo, dude, no. And then if I'm watching it, I'm like, well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of a situation.
I would, if I had his money, I would be like, oh, we bought a Lamborghini and I ate Taco Bell in it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I farted in it. That's what you would do.
And then you gave it away to like a homeless family.
Yeah, that's what.
But you don't give them the keys.
No, they have to eat it.
So they have a Lamborghini that stinks like fart that they can't
drive. Eat it to survive.
They have to eat the car?
Yeah, they're starving.
Wow, that's like a mirror image of like me.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry, but I don't have a car.
Yeah. Well, here, I can do an impression of you again from last night.
Is this gluten-free? How about dairy free?
Come on, man. You know the dinner was.
Yeah, your girl doesn't like your dietary restrictions. There, I said it. Wow. Speaking of your girl, hold on. Let's call her out for a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up a list of Halo games.
Okay. So this was actually a big... So I've never had a real argument with my girl before, right?
Yep.
And this is an actual
this
argument.
This is real. This is the argument.
She's a big Halo head. The only video game she plays is Halo.
Uh-huh.
And she refers to Halo as Halo CE. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? Like Halo 1? And she was like, no, just Halo CE. If I bring it up to other gamers, they know exactly what I'm talking
gamers.
About.
Gamers. This is also
and I was like,
part.
Nobody calls Halo 1 from 2001 Halo CE. And she was like, you don't play Halo games. Chronologically, it's the third game. So I always know Halo 3 is Halo CE. And I said, that doesn't make sense.
Well, so which one is she saying is CE? The third
is
one?
Is Combat Evolved.
I know.
And then she's like, you got to go Halo 3, ODST.
Yeah, ODST.
And, then I said, yo, suck the SDST.
Is that what you said to her?
And then she kicked me out.
When she sees this, she's gonna break up with you.
I'm going to edit that part. I'm going to say, I love you.
I love women. No, I respect women's rights again. That's what you have to do.
Is this just that our women's rights are feminist episode?
And I could care less, like whether you call it CE.
You could care less about women's rights?
Yeah, correct. You can quote me.
This is going in the song.
Because I think women's rights are human rights, and I believe in them more than anyone else.
Okay. Yeah, that part's not going in the song.
Yeah,
just the
I know. You're exactly going to cut that part out. So, where was it? So, regardless of what you call the game,
yeah,
you can call it CE, call it Halo 1. I don't care. Like, you can argue at this point. She's a real gamer, though. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She even had it in her profile that she's a gamer.
She had it in her TikTok profile.
Well,
and people would message her and say, hey,
what's her trophy count? What's it look like, Dan?
I don't remember.
Is that cupboard bare? Is that what you would say?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, are you saying that her trophies are barely existent? Maybe not even a real gamer? Is that what you would say?
Am I
quoting you?
What's a real gamer nowadays?
Sounds like you're in
trouble. Are you looking at her trophy count now?
No, I don't know where that is.
I was like, holy shit. Was he about to
Can you imagine
say that?
If I was like, well, let's look here. It's only 4 trophies for Halo.
And it comes up on my screen.
Yeah. And I go, wow. So, yeah.
Anyway, she's wrong.
You're right.
I believe in the ability for women to speak their mind.
Yeah, you sure do.
But anyway, Halo 3 is not Halo CE.
Nope.
And she plays them in the order in which the years they existed in that universe.
Okay.
So that's it. And she's going to listen to this and be like, I can't believe it blew up my spot. And I say, yo, I'm from Philly. Whatever.
Yo, I'm from Philly. That's you also. That's my impression of you. Yo, I'm from Philly.
What if she listens to this episode and she
and
was
she doesn't
like,
know which one's which?
Exactly.
Oh, no. She thinks I'm you now.
And then I play the clip of me doing Ronnie Dangerfield playing the bass. And Jen's like, wow, Nick sounds great.
Nick sounds great. And then I go, hey, Miss Piggy, what you doing tonight? And she's like, damn.
No,
like,
are you ready?
You're so
you
cute.
Do that and I'll be you.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Dan the Famicom here with you live.
Hey, it's me, Nintendo. Talk about Nintendo. I never got any dough from my ex-wife.
I'm going to see a movie this weekend, but no flies. Welcome.
No, dude. I guess he would want flies because it's like a snack.
So my girlfriend made a dinner, double date, with my best friend. And I said, what's for dinner? And she said, you're paying. That's it.
As long as it's gluten and dairy free, please, I guess that would be fine with me.
I said, my name is Nick. I said, what's gluten? And she said, you got to glue 10 together.
My apartment's smaller than yours, but that's fine.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
That's fine.
All yours are way better because they're in that voice.
Yeah,
I was actually just trying to think of actual Rodney Dangerfield jokes.
I know. And somehow incorporate a bass guitar or something.
Yeah.
Wow, we really just roasted the other one there.
That's it. That's what you want to do for a full hour.
I mean, we could do it again. It's going to start involving other people, and that's where it gets messy.
I mean, I could have easily made fun of your parents in Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, and I could have easily made fun of like some of your best friends who listen to this podcast.
Who are all for this month that we live in.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I guess, should we go on a break and get into the actual topic?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. That's what we do. We get to business. G2B. Okay. Get to
so
business.
So we're going to go on a break and we'll come back and we're going to talk about mirror image, like shadow versions of different characters.
Shadow realm.
Boom. So we'll be right back.
And we're back. I know you guys missed out. You're all waiting.
I just sniffed. I literally.
I know. I heard the sniff.
That wasn't like on purpose.
I know.
That was like a real sniff.
I know. Anyone listening is like, yeah, Dan, you do that sometimes. And someone will be like, what?
What if somebody made a supercut of all like the sniffs? Yeah.
Yeah. Like an hour long. I would listen to it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about mirror image characters. I found a lot. I mean, they're pretty much in like all fighting games, but the main one that inspired this is the two like that you suggested.
Which two?
Mario and Wario.
Oh, no, I was actually thinking of a different direction. That's not a fighting game.
Well, yeah, that's not a fighting game, but Mario Wario, I think you suggested that in the first time you suggested this episode.
Yeah, 100%. So, it's crazy. So, Wario is like the number one of all doppelgangers, yeah. Correct?
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
What relation do you think they are?
Does anyone actually know? Like, is it written somewhere? It's canon.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to guess. Hold on. Cousin.
No, they're not even blood related.
Really?
There's no reason for them to look exactly alike.
So what are they?
They're actually just childhood friends.
Yo, it's, it is
literally,
like us.
It's literally as if me and you
looked exactly alike.
So the reason why Wario hates him is there was like old cartoons that they used to put in those Nintendo Power magazines.
Okay.
And they showed how Wario became evil. And it's the reason is because Mario used to bully him. So when they were kids, Mario would bully him. So Wario was like, this is the reason why I hate you. And they would show like flashbacks. And Mario straight up said, oh, is that why you hate me? Like, that was a long time ago. Stop being a wimp.
Wow.
He really said that because I found the panel that Mario is shaking his hand. He's like, stop being a wimp. And Wario is bawling his eyes out.
Jeez, Mario.
Like Wario is going through therapy and trauma. And Mario's like, yo, stop being corny.
I'm kind of messed up. I actually side with, I guess, Wario.
Yeah, Wario's the good guy.
Well, then hold on. Are Wario and Waluigi related?
Nope.
Oh, no. Jesus.
That's even crazier. They just met.
They just met?
They just dressed, met like as adults.
Dressed like the way they were?
It's like if we just met, like Rodney, it's like if Kermit the Frog and Rodney Dangerfield were hosting a podcast and they just met.
Like, and it was like an evil version of us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they just like the first time they showed up in like a video game was like Mario Tennis for the N64. And in like the bio, they were like, they're not blood related. They're just, they met for a hatred of like the Mario brothers.
That's kind of wild.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't at all. The mustache, everything about them. It's like, it's like they're stuck trying to be these guys. Now, when you control them, their controls are identical, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like everyone though in those games. So.
Yeah, nobody has like a different,
So even funnier is number two on the list, and we can come back and forth, I don't care. I'm not done with them, but was the reason I thought of this was Liquid Snake.
Metal Gear Solid,
uh-huh.
Liquid Snake and Solid Snake. If anyone hasn't played, you're crazy for not playing those games, but they're clones, but technically brothers. Because Liquid Snake, the entire game is like, what do you think, brother?
Yeah, yeah, he calls them brother the whole time. Very, but they're like, actually clones. Brother. Yeah.
And I was saying this last night, how I was explaining Metal Gear Solid to my girlfriend because showing her a picture of it. And I was like, yeah, I'm playing this right now. It's about nukes. And it was the first game I ever played like that. I felt like an adult. And I think I could feel my girlfriend falling asleep as I was just telling her.
Yeah, of course. She was probably eyes glazing over like, yeah, whatever you just said. And you're like,
actually, the DARPA chief didn't die from that. It was actually Decoy Octopus.
But those two have all the same thing. Like, they have the same strength, the same everything. I don't know. They're mirror images.
Yeah. Their dad, I mean, I just replayed it, and there's a big speech. There's actually a big speech at the end of Metal Gear Solid 1 where Liquid...
Post-credits?
Well, no, not that. But Liquid tells Solid that they are clones, but in, like, the cloning process, there were actually six other clones.
And
that,
they
that those two absorbed.
Yeah. So they killed
They killed the six other clones to absorb their like traits.
Was it two and two, do you think?
I don't know.
Or did one have three, one have one? I don't know.
No.
Either way.
What Nick was about to say was the president was behind everything. Because their other twin that you don't know about until the sequel, Solidus, he was the president.
Yeah, the whole time.
Honestly. Great twist. I would love for the president from Metal Gear Solid to be the president now.
Really? You would vote for him?
Yeah, Solid.
We had an election episode.
You don't think I would vote for a guy if I saw a guy's name on the ballot, Solidus Snake?
Oh, that's a good point. Would he be like sludge category? I don't even know.
Well, would he go under? Would he go under that name? Like, would he put such a crazy name on the ballot?
Yeah, I think he would.
Good.
Got to get the votes.
So Solidus Snake for 2024.
2024, Solidus Snake.
Yeah.
Another one, and I don't remember if this is the list you gave me. Was it all the ninjas in Mortal Kombat, pretty much?
No, I didn't give you that list, but I agree. Yeah, they're all just
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile.
Same skin.
They just add names. Smoke, Ermac. Can you name them all?
It was like pretty much someone just looking at their desk while creating the characters and like looking up words.
He was just like, Smoke.
Reptile, Smoke, Ermac, Rain.
Rain,
Scorpion,
I forgot about Rain.
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, good call.
Noob Saibot?
Oh yeah, Noob Saibot counts. Yeah, yeah.
Is he Smoke?
He might be Smoke.
Wow, thank God we have girlfriends, because if any girl was listening to this part and I was naming off all the ninjas, they'd be like, wow, that guy is never
even
has
worse,
sex.
Can you imagine a real gamer girl would be mad at us for not getting it correct?
Yeah.
That's the other side of the coin.
That's true. And if a real gamer girl plays Halo and she's like Halo CE, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, that's exactly it. They come up in fighting games all the time. I came across like a list of like a bajillion. Like Ken and Ryu, are they technically, because they have the exact same moves?
That's a good point. Their moves are exactly the same.
Right. You hit the same button. No, but like they're essentially the same hitboxes, the same everything, the same like controls. It's literally just a different skin. So like that happens in fighting games all the time. And it's
I was gonna say, I know, because they do that in Super Smash Brothers too. They have like mirror image like characters. So if you pick the same fighting character, like both pick them, somebody else is a different color. Like if both of us picked Ryu, Ryu would be wearing white, yours would be wearing like purple.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
Tekken has that too. Same way. I guess all of them, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat's, they all kind of do.
Some of my things on the list were actually not so much like mirror like that, like a fighting game, but like we're alternate versions of somebody. So have you ever played this superhero game, Infamous?
No, I don't know Infamous.
So Infamous was a PlayStation 3 game, and it was like an open world superhero game where you're a guy with superpowers. But spoiler alert, if anyone wants to play this 15-year-old game, but I'm spoiling it, the main bad guy you find out is you from an alternate dimension that came back in time. Because when you fight this guy, he has exactly the same powers. He has a similar look, and you're like, who is this guy? He has everything I have. And and you get killed in the fight or get beat up. And then you find out at the end of the game, it's like you, from another timeline. So the guy, the main character is like a total dud. And I don't remember much about that game. I just remember it being open world, and you find out the bad guy is you.
You're the bad guy. I
His
love
name
those
is
kind
Kessler,
of
which is a cool name. I think I'm going to change my name to Kessler.
Like your in real life name.
Yeah.
You're going to change it in all your legal documents, where you go to work. You're going to have to tell all the people you work with, your family, maybe the podcast.
So then I started the podcast, like, hey, it's
Kessler-com?
Kessler Tendo.
Ugh, what the Kessler-com? Yeah, you should call it that.
Fine. What is it, Kermit or Kessler? Which one should I call myself?
Both.
Kermit Kessler Tendo.
Hermessler.
Hermessler.
So the other one that cracks me up, and this comes up all the time too, is like, did you come across the Star Fox series, the Team Star Wolf?
Oh, yeah, because the Star Fox.
Yeah, it's like the bad guys are literally just the same team, just an evil version of them, like slightly different animals.
I remember from the evil team from Star Fox, the bad guy that's supposed to be Star Fox has an eye patch.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he's literally a fox with an eye patch. I think they call him a wolf, but like it's really a fox. Same thing.
It's just that they just painted, instead of the orange, they just painted it gray.
Yeah, which is hilarious. I actually love those kind of things because it makes me feel like it's like a nod to being funny. Like they're almost
like they're
Bizarro
in on the joke.
World. Yeah, Bizarro World type situations.
Another similar one sort of is Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehog.
I don't even remember Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's so funny how like nobody remember it. Like a lot of people that I bring up Shadow to, like my brother didn't know who he was. I'm like,
I
never played
the
games with
him.
He
is, but I don't remember him in any games particularly. Yeah
he's basically a black Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
that's not a racial term, I can say.
No, like dark colored. Yeah,
and he has a gun and he has attitude.
Okay.
And I mean, that's fine. Also, the other doppelganger is there's a metal version of Sonic that Dr. Robotnik made.
Huh.
So he has two doppelgangers. He has a metal version of himself, and he has a attitude version.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Everyone's got a metal version of himself running around there somewhere. Jack, Gun Jack.
Can you imagine if...
A metal version of us?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I feel like it would just move really slow and do all the same things and sniff really loud.
They'd probably be way better boyfriends, to be honest.
Always hard?
They would probably... Always hard. But also, like, whenever our girls tell them, like, serious things, be like, my only flaw is listening too much.
I love too much.
I care too
women.
Much.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Maybe we should build them. Maybe that can be our Take-A-Wish Foundation.
Take-A-Wish? So we're taking someone's what exactly?
Robot versions of us.
Someone
like,
wanted that.
So it's all a little bit tangled in there. But
okay, that's fine. It's a lot tangled in there.
Dark Samus. What other ones you got? Dark Samus. Oh yeah, from Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
You basically play like an evil version of the Metroid character. Another one that you might know more is Pokemon. There's a character named Ditto.
Yeah, I know what that is, but like I never.
So all his power is he transforms into whatever one that you're
Pokemon
fighting.
You have. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
so. That's about it. In the cartoon, he turned into a book. That doesn't make any sense. Like, he's not fighting a book.
I don't know. Maybe it does, dude. More fighting games. Fighting games.
Smash Brothers has the thing called a Ditto match, where it's basically a mirror match.
Who does that? That's actually the woodblock in Tekken. It's just randomly copies people. His name's like Mokojin, I think.
Oh, look at you with that hard curve.
And that's without it being here. Yeah.
That was my nickname in high school, woodblock.
That
they would use me to paddle people
in high school.
Great school.
Oh no. Okay.
One that I have is Kingdom Hearts. I don't know how many Kingdom Hearts games you played. I've only played two, and that was like 20 years ago. Yeah. But apparently Sora, the main character, he has like a mirror image doppelganger who's like a girl, and she's like a replica of him with his memories. Listen, I borrowed the Kingdom Hearts games off my brother.
Yeah.
After he gave it to me, I'm like, I don't know if I really want to get into this because there's six games on the collection and my controller wasn't working at the time. And I'm like,
and you were just overwhelmed.
It was a big investment.
It was a lot. Yeah. So you were out.
What would be the opposite version of Kingdom Hearts? Because so there's Kingdom Hearts, it's Final Fantasy characters and Disney characters.
Disney World.
What would be the mirror image of that?
Would it be like, what are the minions from? Like, what is that world? Because it's not Disney. It's like,
oh, like Despicable Me?
Yeah, like that world mixed with
Call of Duty. So Call of Duty meets Minions.
Call of Duty Minions actually would be hilarious.
That would be a really great crossover.
It's me, Gru. I don't know. He's a grenade. I don't know.
And like the minions are like,
but they're not grenade.
And then you got one of the serious Call of Duty guys like, whoa, grenade.
My family, they're blowing up.
My leg's missing. And you got a minion coming up in like a sexy nurse outfit.
Yeah,
trying to help them. There we go. Crossover the century. Call of Duty and Minions.
Yeah. Actually, another one I was going to bring up maybe in a minute is going to be our next segment can be on mirrors in video games.
Oh, that's a good one.
You want to do that?
Well,
are you sure?
I have one more like mirror image person. Go ahead. Have you ever played BioShock 2?
Not the second one. No.
The second one has things called Big Sisters, where if anyone's played BioShock, the Big Brothers.
Yeah, like Big Daddy.
Or the Big Daddies are these chunky guys with drill hands. Yeah. So in the second one, the little girls that you save in the first one, when they're grown up and they get a little unstable, they wear those costumes and they're like crazy and jump all over the walls and they scream in your face and they're called Big Sisters.
No, I actually didn't know that. That's kinda...
They're insane. Cool. Actually, they're very frightening in the game when you encounter one because it's impossible to beat.
Ugh.
I had some like honorable mentions, but if you want to talk about mirrors in video games.
Just because for two reasons. One, I found like a whole list of them. Like, mirrors in video games are always hilarious. Because you can find entire wikis dedicated to
it's
like,
a technical marvel
to
figure out how to make a mirror in a video game because it's not an actual reflection.
Correct. So you have to make like a whole other universe kind of on the other side of a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what your viewing angles are, like you really have to make an entire another world. And it's probably not worth it just for the mirror effect.
I don't think people realize that. Like casual gamers, like I don't think my girlfriend playing Halo, if she saw Master Chief in a mirror, I don't think she would have realized that that's not...
Do they?
I don't know.
Might be in like the reflection of like some glass doors or something, but barely.
Yeah.
Either way, a true mirror in a video game is like ridiculously hard to do. And most companies actually shy away from it. They'll like shade over it, or like you can't really see through the mirror, or it's like just like a blurry whatever, because they're like, we're not spending a lot of time on this bullshit. So I looked up video game actual mirrors, like bad guys who come out of mirrors and things like that.
Oh shit. Okay.
Monsters that lurked in mirrors. And it's like cheating, but Dark Link comes from a mirror. There's a Bloody Mary in The Wolf Among Us, which is funny. I beat that game and I thought I got all the
trophies. I don't remember that at all.
I don't recall her. So it might be a new one. The Bleeding Mirror from Silent Hill 3. And I was like, oh yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like a mirror hand that grabs you at a clock tower. And I was like, clock tower? I forgot about that game.
Yeah, my mom was obsessed with that game.
Yeah. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. There's a bad guy that lives in a mirror in one of the Castlevanias, Dawn of Sorrow. And you have to fight him. His name's Paranoia. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Either way, like these were really cool. And I didn't find the one I was looking for. Resident Evil 2. Come on, man.
What's the Resident Evil 2 mirror?
The police basement. I don't even know if it happens in the remake.
I just played the remake. I don't remember something happening through a window mirror.
So we were stuck. I thought you were there. It was like me and three people and my sister.
We just started talking when we started this podcast.
When I was younger, playing Resident Evil 2 in my
basement. Stranger.
On Large Street. Yep. Everyone dox it. Go ahead.
Look up Large Street. Doesn't exist anymore.
Go find it.
There's a giant
Large Street's gone. It's a giant crater.
I blew it up.
It's long. It's a long crater.
But we were in the basement in Large Street and we were playing, and I was stuck at a part and I couldn't find a ink for your typewriter or a ruby that opens a door or something.
Uh-huh.
And I went in this police interrogation room like 10 times. And you go in the room and it's got a giant wall length mirror. And finally, like, I'm doing this for an hour. Everyone's finally bored of the game. Like, I hate Resident Evil now. Like, I'm leaving rooms. I went into that room. I picked up something and I was like, oh, I didn't see this. Picked it up. And it's a key or something. And as soon as you go to leave the room, after you pick up the item, the entire wall length mirror breaks and liquor jumps onto the table. And like everyone in the basement screamed, dude. Like we paused the game. Like my heart rate was going through the roof. Like I was losing my shit. But
I don't think it had. I think because the graphics are more like better and technical in the newer one.
They didn't do that.
Yeah, I feel like I don't remember that happening recently.
Anyway, it did happen in Resident Evil 2, in the police academy, in the basement, if you grab an item from there.
Have you ever been told to go into a bathroom and say Bloody Mary or Candyman?
Yeah, even weirder. My son has a new one. So he was like, he's Mr. Chicken. So I was like, oh, yeah, what are you going to do, Bloody Mary? And he's like, yeah. And then he was like, William Murphy. And I was like, what's that one? And he's like, you go into a mirror and say, and it's not William Murphy. I forget the name. It's like some dude's name.
I hope
you say it five times. It might be William Murphy. And it's a kid who died or something, and he comes back to get you. And I was like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ. But that's what we had, right? Candyman, yeah. Bloody Mary.
A fun fact, when you said Mr. Chicken, there was a kid in our high school that we nicknamed Chickenhead because he couldn't get it up when someone was giving him a blowjob.
Yo, was he friends with a tall girl we went to grade school with? Kay, dot, dot, dot?
I don't remember, but his nickname was
Chickenhead.
Because
we hung out with a kid, and his nickname was Chickenhead.
Oh, shit.
It could be him, dude. It could be the same kid.
My God, my girlfriend calls me Chickenhead every
Chickenhead.
Time. Yeah, Chickenhead.
That's really, no, like, this is
hey, yeah, Chickenhead.
It's the same person.
If you're listening to this.
Chickenhead, please.
You're still a Chickenhead. Yo, you're a dork, yo.
Did you used to hang out with Kay, dot, dot, dot?
Yeah.
She was like 6 foot tall.
She was really tall for like an eighth grader.
She was like 6 foot one.
She was like a freak. You're a freak. You're like 6 foot something.
No, I'm not 6 foot something. Please. I'm like 5 foot 11 and like 9 tenths. Like,
that's
if
not
you
what
go,
your driver's license says.
I know. My driver's license for the longest time said I was 5 foot eight. Let's not get into that. And yeah. Wait, my Twitter
inches.
Profile. My Twitter profile says I'm 5 foot two.
No
and
one.
Did your girlfriend think I was like 5 foot four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reality was, me and my girlfriend were both way shorter than you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of funny.
So mirrors and video games. That's I didn't even think about that as the topic. I was like part
well,
of the topic.
Yeah, like it would be a great name.
But here's
for
the funny.
Episode.
I think the first time I saw a mirror in a video game was, of course, in Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem. I knew you were going to
so
say
So when
Duke
he
Nukem.
Strafed back and forth, he would only move his legs because he'd be facing the camera. So it's like the funniest animation ever.
Oh, yeah. He's always
his
facing
hips would only turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then that's when I gave strippers in that game money.
Dollars.
And I said, shake it, baby.
And you said Metal Gear Solid's the first time you felt like an adult. I think that's the first time you felt like an adult.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'll never forget my favorite Duke Nukem joke of all time. Was from Duke Nukem Forever, the
mm-hmm.
game that everyone hates.
Mm-hmm.
That took 15 years to make. It was the last Duke Nukem game. But he's at the top of the building, and you're looking at like the city skyline. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Hey, I can see my dick from here," and it gets
That's
me every
really
time.
Good. That's actually really good.
But it was because it came out like 10 years ago. Everyone was like, "We're adults. That's immature humor," and I'm like loving it.
Yeah, I consider the target audience you
me.
Yeah, 100%.
Dan Nukem.
Dan Nukem. That's
call
your...
me Dan Nukem from now on.
And every time he looks in the mirror, he's facing the mirror and his legs
and
hips aren't. It's like
and every time I see my
ways.
Girlfriend, I give her fake money and say, shake it, baby.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yep.
Yep. Uh-huh. So should we go on a break and we'll finish off the episode?
Finish
I thought
off
maybe we would finish off with your mirrors, but like, how do you say mirror? Do we say,
I say
the
mirror.
Same?
Mirror?
Mirror.
I say mirror. Yeah,
I feel like I say it weird too.
What do you mean too? I say it weird.
Oh no, reveal.
I say mirror weird. Yeah, your girl said arriving yesterday.
I know, she's a freak. She's from Texas.
She's a freak.
She sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, it made me sick.
I'll say thanks for making this vegan pie. Anyway, I hope she listens to this and dumps me. We'll be right back. We're gonna go on a break and we'll finish off the episode.
We're gonna finish strong, folks.
All right, and we're back. Just a few honorable mentions I wanted to bring up. So I think you said Dark Link, right?
Yeah, I said Dark Link.
There was a Shadow Mario from Mario Sunshine.
That sounds like just bootleg Wario.
Well, I think it's like a dark Mario that is spray painting the town or like graffitiing the town, and you have to figure out who it is. Spoiler alert, it's one of Bowser's kids.
Mm.
There's Uka Uka from Crash Bandicoot.
Do you
remember the mask?
Is that? The masks? Yeah.
The mask has an evil doppelganger.
I kind of remember
and
that.
So the mask is named Aku Aku, and what the evil version is, I don't know. Suck him off.
That's interesting.
That's why Crash Bandicoot always wears jeans.
That's why he wears jeans.
Because he's got a big hog.
Sucked off.
Yeah. So Crash Bandicoot only wears jeans because he doesn't want to get sucked off by that mask.
Okay, but it happens again anyway.
That's why there's so many games, because the mask is like, come on, let's go on another adventure.
Okay, that's
his end game is to suck him off.
That's a great end game.
It's a long con.
You skipped out on your favorite Mass Effect 3, Evil Shepherd.
Oh shit, yeah, that's a good one actually.
Yeah, see,
because like in Mass Effect, you make decisions, and if you make shitty decisions, your face starts to deform.
Oh yeah, he becomes more like,
and you become a big dickhead.
Yes.
What else do I have here? There's also do you remember that cartoon that I said Mother Brain was in?
Yeah.
Captain N is like an 80s cartoon. Yeah. So there was an episode apparently where they go to like a mirror world, and there's a bunch of like opposite versions of the main characters. Like there's a dickhead Mega Man. There's a dickhead Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to look it up, we're not going to tell you the name of it.
No, we're not. We'd rather not. Yeah. Street Fighter? Who's Cage? Either way, I guess he was Ryu.
Cage.
It's literally a Ryu ripoff of, and he is Ryu, but it's the evil one.
I don't know.
Yeah. There you go.
But that's all. Those are my honorable mentions because I only had a certain amount I wanted to talk about.
And Virgil from Devil May Cry.
Oh, Dante. Like, yeah.
Dante. Yeah.
Devil
May
Cry. Dante and Virgil.
The evil ones. That's
so I had an objective for the end of this episode.
Oh, please.
To create our own mirror image characters.
Okay. I forgot about that. I mean,
and
got it.
So I created, you probably didn't make one because you dressed up like me.
I did. That's correct.
That was yours. So mine would be Nadule.
Nadule. Okay.
Yeah. So he loves podcasts about finances and ways to make money.
Wow. Okay.
He also loves Joe Rogan. He loves sports, but only plays sports video games.
Wow. So he's
like, he collects like those Madden games. Like he has a stack of like Madden 01, Madden 02 for the PlayStation 2. And he always
like
talks about
the era that you still play games from, 01 and 02. You know, they're up to Madden.
He's really tall. He's 6'4".
Wow.
He has a soul patch.
Even weirder. Is this weird? I like Nadule more than you.
My initial description, I was basically just writing down what you look like, and then I changed it a little bit.
Okay. I don't have a soul patch. Jesus Christ.
You could if you want to be cool.
You're right.
He always wears a hat with an upside down D on it.
That's awesome. Okay, that's cool.
He's always taking gym selfies and rants on Facebook at how he can't say slurs anymore.
Wow. Okay.
And if you offer him anything healthy, he'll go off about on how food used to look good and used to be good. Like he'll complain about healthy food.
Okay, like gluten food.
Yeah, like if you say gluten free, he'll be like, God bless you. like you're sneezing.
I kind of like Nadule. He seems like kind of a meathead a little bit. It's really weird. It's
you guys would get along.
I mean, he'd be all right.
Yeah, but what about your version of me, and the one I described hosting a podcast?
Would they get along?
I don't know.
It would just be the opposite.
I think. Like, I think the version of me I just described would hate the version that you're interpreting me.
I think so. Probably. They would not get along at all.
You'd be like, you go to the movies. Movies are all woke now.
I think the version of me that would like be bizarro me. Uh-huh. I think I would be like 5'2" and I'd still go to the gym. Like I do that, but like, I love the gym and I'd promote my podcast. He would just talk about his podcast nonstop. He would be like this.
I have a podcast. Do you want to hear it?
And then he would like put it in front of people and then he'd advertise it. He would probably edit the podcast. He sounds like a real
That's freak. Like a weeb right there.
Yeah, he's a control freak. That's what he is. And he loves women. He loves I love women. Well, he could love women as well. Just I respect women. This is really hard. I gotta dance a delicate dance where I'm not
it's
telling
so weird
myself.
That you're trying to not have yourself canceled, but you're trying to make fun of me at the same time.
it's a delicate dance.
It's so. I mean, we were doing this dance last night.
Yeah,
one thing wrong to me, I would have thrown you in the bus.
I know. Well, I
I would have been like, Nick, what's that n-word you like to say all the time? So anyway, there's our mirror images of ourselves. Let us know if you want us on the next episode to be these characters.
We are. Well, we're the reverse. We can't reverse ourselves.
Do you want Kermit the Frog and Rodney Dangerfield? Do you want Nadiel? Do you want this one that always, do you want this one to my side that always talks about gift cards and going to the movies? Which one do you want us to portray? Because whatever one, if we perform these in the next episode and the episode does great, we're going to have to keep that shtick going.
We just keep it going forever from here for forever. And we're going to talk about the podcast nonstop. We're going to be in your face.
All right. So that's the episode. That's all I can think of for mirror images of anything. So you got anything else you want to say?
I think that's it. I just, whatever you're thinking of, flip it. Oh, and did we disagree on the name of the episode? I know sometimes that comes up in the episode.
The name of the episode is Maine on the Mirror.
Oh, like I kind of like it. Like main
character.
You
do like it or you don't like it?
I like it because it's like Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, like the Michael Jackson song.
Oh, that's how
you
think of
it.
And
like
that.
A mirror
that's
image,
genius.
He used to be black and now he's white.
Yeah, he did flip a little bit.
And
yeah.
He used to be alive and now he's dead. That's a mirror image,
that's
too.
Another flip.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate.
He used to be a kid. He used to be a kid.
Now he's an adult with kids. I know what you meant.
Okay, good.
All right. As Michael Jackson says, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Revo E-Mag. That's game over backwards.
Oh, all right. Very well done. All right. Well, see you later, folks. Revo Me-Ag. Sure.
<Yep. See>
All right. Bye. You could care less about women's rights.
Yeah, correct. You can quote me.
This is going in the song.
I can do an impression of you again from last night.
Is this gluten-free?
She said, you sound like Kermit the Frog on your podcast.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I haven't been able to recover since.
Are Wario and Waluigi related?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I would throw up before I would ever put a vest on.
My driver's license for the longest time said I was 5'8". Let's not get into that.
The Michael Jackson song.
Oh, that's how
and,
I didn't think of
like
that.
A mirror
that's
image,
genius.
He used to be black and now he's white.
Yeah, he did flip a little bit.
And
yeah.
He used to be alive and now he's dead. That's a mirror image,
that's another flip.